So the whole country is waiting on tenterhooks for Winston Peters to decide what the next government looks like. But the New Zealand First leaders promise to keep his mouth shut for the next week and a half until the special votes are delivered to Parliament and we know the final vote count. Joining us is the number three on the party's list, Tracy Martin, who is about to head into a caucus meeting with the Kingmaker.
Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Tracy, how's your morning been going?
Well, interestingly enough, I got stopped by all the media in the bottom of Bowen House, which was a bit of a new experience for me. Nobody's wanted to speak to me before.
Why were they wanting to speak to you? Because you're NZ First?
Well, yeah, because I'm New Zealand First and because obviously everybody's in a holding pattern at the moment.
All right, well, let's talk about that. We are in a bit of a holding pattern and you're heading into caucus today to talk with Winston Peters and the rest of your caucus. Any idea what's on the agenda, what will be discussed? Obviously, we know we're not going to have any discussion on coalitions with other parties until next week.
My expectation is that this is actually just an opportunity for the caucus to say goodbye to those MPs that have had to clean out their offices because they haven't been brought back into Parliament, and to say hello to the three new MPs actually for New Zealand First that are coming in.
Those new MPs as well. Who are they and what are they going to be doing?
Sure, you got Jenny Marcroft. I mean, Jenny Marcroft is she's got 30 years with broadcasting experience. She comes from Matakana, so she's a mum with a 16-year-old daughter, and so she's on her way in for New Zealand First. And then you've got Mark Patterson. He's from the Lawrence area down in the South Island. He's a sheep and beef farmer, many years inside that agricultural sector. And then you have Shane Jones, who's coming from the Whangarei. And he has obviously a background in politics, but also a background in diplomacy.
Yeah, okay. And the country is, we're waiting for a government, we're waiting to see what happens. And Winston Peters has said no decision until the final writs come in. But is there any kind of discussion within the party? Are we talking about, you know, pre-discussion about who might be on the negotiating team, what's going to be happening once those writs come in?
At this stage, there's no discussions that I've been aware of. We are waiting for the special votes to be counted. But you also need to know that who decides who's on the negotiating team is above my pay grade. So it's not something that I'm involved with, no.
Would you like to be on the negotiating team?
Considering I don't know what that entails, I don't really know how to answer that question. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been in this position before. So what I know to be true is that there is a negotiating team and then there's the caucus that all the information is brought back to. So, you know, there's a difference between the people who chat to each other among the parties and then they bring all that information back to the caucus.
Okay. There's been a story coming out this morning from the Principals Federation president saying that they're hoping New Zealand First will stick to its policy around education and especially abolishing national standards. In negotiations, some things are going to be up on the chopping block. Some things are going to be, it's just the nature of politics. Some things are going to have to be compromised. Do you think this is one of them that will be sticking around?
Well, again, I don't know how to answer that question. I know that, we've campaigned on it very strongly, that national standards are actually not a good marker to judge the success of individual students. And it really, I suppose, will depend on how well I can argue that case, that we should be returning to the two-year progressions that are in the back of the New Zealand curriculum that should have been embedded back in 2009, instead of national standards being imposed over the top of them. So, I mean, I certainly haven't, and New Zealand First hasn't changed our position on that. It's whether we can argue that with whoever we have to argue it with. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Do you feel you've got a bit of a weight on your shoulders in terms of that? You are the person that is going to have to be arguing for that.
I certainly do. I feel a sense of responsibility, but we all do. We all know that this is about our country. So every one of us, regardless actually of what political party, and we've got a whole lot of new MPs that I spent some time with yesterday from all political parties, all of us know the responsibility that we hold.
All right. And do you think, once those writs come back in as well, and we perhaps start to hear, and we have some negotiations, and we start to hear which parties New Zealand First is talking about, how long do you think that might go for after those writs come in?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I can't really answer that question. The only thing I would say is that nobody wants to hold the country up. Nobody wants to hold up this conversation any longer than we need to. But everybody wants to make sure that the right decision is made for the country. So it'll take as much as time as is required to get a solid, stable outcome for the next three years for the people of New Zealand. And nobody is trying to play silly buggers, quite frankly. We're all very focused on doing the best for our country.
Because it has taken some time in the past. It's taken up to 9 weeks to fulfil these negotiations, as it is with MMP. Do you think that, you know, people are going to get irritable, rightly or wrongly, if it does take some time?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to put this in perspective. Germany just had an MMP election, and they're not expecting to announce the government before Christmas. That is not what the New Zealand public is looking at, and that is not what the people that are in this House, and they, I mean across all parties, is looking at. But people keep referring to the 1996 conversations. It's funny how everybody misses or forgets the 2005 conversations. 1996 was the first ever MMP election in this country. Nobody had done it before. So that's why it took a period of time. In 2005, I think it took a maximum of 10 days.
And hopefully that's what we're looking at here, do you think?
Well, I think everybody wants to get on with their job. So, as I say, nobody's attempting to, you know, play silly buggers with this. Everybody wants to get on with the job. We know that New Zealand wants a government and wants to continue to keep moving forward. So people are doing their best. We just need to make sure that we make the right decision to keep a stable government for New Zealand.
And alongside the new MPs coming in from New Zealand First, there are a whole range of new MPs coming in from other parties. Are there any in particular that you're looking forward to working with?
I've worked with MPs from all of the political parties. That happens a lot in this place, more than perhaps the general public either knows or wants to believe. So I have sat and listened to them all from both National, Labor and the Greens introduce themselves yesterday. There's some amazing skills among those people. But if you wanted to say, like this morning I saw Kitty Allen, I spoke with Matt King and I had caught up with Chloe Swarbrick. So you see, you know, I tend to be one of those people that make sure I get on with as many people as possible, because this is about the country, not about actually partisan politics.
Yes, obviously, but some of those will be in opposition in the next few weeks or so.
Yeah, but I've been in opposition and I've still worked with government members, so it's not as clear cut as people might like to believe. Yeah.
All right, Tracy, and you know what you're doing today, introducing to new members. But what's going to be happening in the next, you know, week and a half until the writs come in? That's quite a few days of politics that essentially. I mean, are you going to be sitting around doing nothing?
Well, I'm actually getting quite a lot of emails with people who are giving me their view on the decision that New Zealand First should make. So I'm responding to those emails to make sure that people know that I am receiving them and I am reading them. But also at the end of every parliamentary term, everybody has to move offices. So we're all packing up our offices, because though there are some of us that are obviously leaving, there are some of us that will actually have to move to whether a different floor or a different building. That's how it works. You know, because there are now going to be, there's more Labor MPs, or there might be more National MPs or whatever, and there's less New Zealand First ones. So they reallocate all the rooms. So that's what we're doing for the next few days. We're packing up our offices, ready to move when we make the final decisions and all the rooms are allocated.
All right, Tracy, and I have to ask, any preference, National or Labor?
I just want to try and get as many of the policies of New Zealand First across the line with whoever, for the people who voted for New Zealand First. That's what we campaigned on. That's what we're trying to achieve. So it just, you know, that's what we're heading into the next so many weeks looking for.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Tracy.
Thanks, bye-bye.
See ya.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.